The European Union is hoping to set in law a zero emissions target by 2050 for all EU nations this year. Member state Slovenia recently became the latest country to declare a goal of going carbon neutral by 2050, promising to double its supply of renewable energy in the next 10 years. Well, one model for that could be the town of Wolfhagen, Germany, a place that already gets 100% of its electricity from renewable energy sources. Manfred Schaub is a member of Wolfhagen's city parliament, and he joins us on Skype. And Manfred, your town decided to build its own power plants to help meet this goal of becoming 100% renewable. Tell us why you did that.
Yes, we chose that road because we looked for the energy we can use here local. And the biggest chunks we saw was in solar energy and wind energy. Solar energy was built in the past years from private persons and also from companies and communities.
You formed a cooperative and had the city build and operate renewable power plants. You and other local officials have said that the cooperative structure is critical because it makes citizens part owners of the power plants. So they're literally invested in the success of renewable energy there. Can you talk about the importance of that type of cooperative in this whole scheme?
Yes, this cooperative is very important for us. We decided to give any person in Wolfhagen and around the chance to build up a cooperative, which now owns 25% of our city-owned utility company. And the idea was, if the persons have financial benefits from the windmills, they will accept it easily to that they were built.
Mm-hmm. Your town has a population under 15,000. Do you think it's possible for bigger cities to do something like this?
It's possible, yes. It depends on the size of the city. We have much smaller villages who have energy cooperatives, and we have also bigger cooperatives. So it's possible at every place. You have to find the people who do this.
Yes. Wolfhagen may be 100% renewable when it comes to electricity, but there's still fossil fuel consumption and transportation and heating sectors.
Yes.
Are you all doing anything about that? Is that something that's next on the frontier?
Yes, we are doing something, but it's not so easy as it was in the field of electricity, because in the field of heating and transportation, every person himself has to do something. So we gave some money for owners of houses to invest in environmental friendly heating systems or in insulation of the houses and so on.
Yeah.
And this is one project. And we have also some projects in the field of mobility.
Mm-hmm. Germany has many laws to encourage the production of renewable energy. Do you think this model would work in other countries that don't have the same laws, like here in the United States?
Yes. We have to look for the circumstances in every country. It's not possible to take it one-to-one, we say in Germany, to another place. What you need is the persons who do it. And this was a key factor for our success in Wolfhagen. We have a lot of persons working together from different professions. And this was one of the key factors of our success to work together.
Yes. That's Manfred Schaub, member of the City Parliament of Wolfhagen, Germany. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Tanya.